stand and pray. Precious Father, we thank you yet for another beautiful day. And Father, I pray for this board. I pray for each individual commissioner that you will give them good help and wisdom. And Father, help this board to make the best decisions that we can for our community. Father, I pray for our leadership, for our country, that they will do the right thing and keep us safe. I pray for the men and women in blue and green, Father, that you'll keep them safe and look after their families. These and all other things we ask in your precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To number three, the board to consider execution of certificates of non ad valorem assessment to approve the 2017 assessment rules for Warrior Creek Subdivision, Ocean Pond Subdivision, Deerwood at the Beaches Subdivision, Strickland's Landing Subdivision, Oak Ridge Estates Unit 1 Subdivision, Bowden Subdivision, Steenhatchee Acres Subdivision, Gulf Coast Estates Subdivision, and Scallop Bay Subdivision, and to approve the 2017 Solid Waste Assessment Rule. Now, do we want to go through each one of these individual, Madam Clerk, or help me?
No, we don't need to go through. When you get on into it, I will announce what that amount is when we get to that part. Okay. This is just approving the non.
Is this public hearing in there?
No, not you go on down. This is first, and then you go to the public hearing.
Okay.
Okay, so who's going to lead this?
Motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion?
Can we talk about it afterwards? Madam Clerk?
What?
Can we just have a discussion, just a general discussion about this afterwards?
I would think you could.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing else. I just want to talk about my history.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, this is number four, public hearing. The board to hold second and final public hearing on the millage and budget for fiscal year 2017-2018, set for this day at 5:01 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
What we need to stay coming in this part of it is that y'all agreed that the last one should advertise for the final hearing. That advertisement was accomplished by the ad that was in last Friday paper, but September 22nd. And that y'all approved that day after September 18th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
So, Danielle, if y'all need her to go back through some numbers and stuff, they're I don't think they're in the notes, but she can go back and go. I've got them on my notes. If you want to go ahead and do that.
That's okay. Does
anybody want her to go through this?
No.
Okay.
Well, I would announce that your total overall budget is $44,310,143. This budget will require a tax millage to be levied in the general fund of 7.2426 mil, based on the countywide valuation of $1,327,212,828 certified by the county property tax. The MST millage is 1.167 mils based on an unincorporated valuation of $1,167,702 as certified by county property tax. This budget also includes the debt service fund in the amount of $2,609,100, which requires no millage levy. The general fund rollback rate is 7.09900. The MSTU rollback rate is 1.12970. The above aggregate millage rate is 8.2106 mils, which is higher than the aggregate rollback rate of 8.0356 mils by 2.18%.
Okay. Anyone wishes to speak? We're going to go to item A, adopt the final millage for fiscal year 2017-2018.
Motion to approve. Millage rate 7.2426 mils in the general fund.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Motion to approve 1.167 bills in the MSTU fund.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item B, adopt final assessment resolutions for Warrior Creek subdivision, Rulewood at the Beaches subdivision, Ocean Pond subdivision, Strickland's Landing subdivision, Oak Ridge Estates Unit 1 subdivision, Valley subdivision, Stehatchie Acres subdivision, Gulf Coast Estate subdivision, and Scallop Bay subdivision for fiscal year 2017-2018.
Okay, on those subdivision assessments, you have, the rate for the Warrior Creek subdivision, the Deerwood at the Beaches subdivision, and Ocean Pond subdivision. Is at $35 per lot per year. Strickland's Landing subdivision is at $50 per lot per year. Oak Ridge Estates Unit 1 subdivision is at $45 per lot per year. Bowden subdivision is at $83.94 per lot per year. Stehatchie Acres subdivision is at $291.59 per lot per year. Scallop Bay subdivision is $313.19 per lot per year. And Gulf Coast Estate subdivision is at $320.70 per lot per year.
Please, I'm eager to, where is Gulf Coast Estate subdivision? I'm sorry to ask that question.
I don't know.
I do not know.
Where is...
I've never heard of it.
Me either. Where is Scallop Bay subdivision?
I do not
know.
I believe they're in
the same match. I believe they are. I mean, anybody have any idea what they're off on that?
What's the name of that subdivision before you get to the ice machine back off out there?
One of them is Gulf Bay.
That's Gulf Bay?
I think so, yeah.
What ice machine?
Well, you know, on the Beach Road, you turn off back to the east of the Beach Road. Comer.
No, we're talking about going into the match is Gulf Bay.
Oh, going in.
But that's not Scott Bay, that's.
Well, the one you talked about, I thought that was Scott Bay. It's not.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll look. You know, for most of them are, I'll look and see where they're at. We can go back to the subdivision and look at it together.
I'll make a report to the board next week exactly where they are.
All right.
How's that? And everybody, and that's including me. So I apologize for not knowing. It's my dish. Mm-hmm. I know you can put that in there.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I move.
I'll second.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item C. Adopt solid waste assessment for fiscal year 2017-2018 at $140.
Motion to approve. Second.
Can I ask a question?
Just 1 second. We've got a motion and a second now. Any further discussion?
Sorry. Is that only solid waste or is that our fire tax?
Only solid waste.
It's just solid waste.
Okay. Where's our fire tax on this?
You didn't have one.
It's in the MSTU.
Okay.
Yes, in the military MSTU.
Okay. Call for the question.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item D, adopt solid waste assessment for recreational vehicles or active RV power poles for for fiscal year 2017-2018 in an amount equal to one-third of other dwelling units in the amount of $46.67. Is there a motion?
Motion, but I want some discussion on this.
Okay.
My second.
We've got a motion and a second now. Any further discussion?
Yes, there are people. If I say this last board meeting or one board meeting and I use the wrong term, there are people who live full-time in RVs. And if they do, they ought to pay $140 rather than one-third of that. Mm-hmm. And what I said was people have homestead exemption on RVs. That's not true.
Yeah, they do too.
They do have homestead exemption?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
well, anyhow, if we had some way to identify those people who live in RVs full-time, is there any way we can phrase this motion so that they pay the $140? Or is it too late to do anything about that?
I don't change it. You have to have double review.
Yeah.
You can change it at this point.
All right, so we'll remember this for next year then.
I have a total problem in my district, and Commissioner Page is aware of it, and all the rest of you are, with the vehicles that are parked in the areas around Keaton Beach. It's no longer a travel trailer. It's what they call a park model. And a park model is not a travel trailer, it's a mobile home. And it's anywhere in Taylor County, they set them up exactly like a mobile home.
But the Florida statutes say a park model is an RV.
And FEMA says a park model is a tortilla.
Probably is.
And a travel trailer, I mean a trailer, put that along, is a tortilla. And we need to do some restrictions on park models, because park models is popping up everywhere and people are staying in them for 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. And we need to change this. I mean, I'm the one that's going to catch the front of the force. I live right there in the middle of them. Yeah. And yesterday, a guy came up, he's pulling one of the trailers, pulling a mobile home with a wreck. He couldn't get it in. He came over and asked me when I take my third truck to put it in. I said, no. So I quit doing that. But it's an absolute house, is what it is. You go in and look at it, it's an absolute house.
It's just like a house.
But is it just is it like those cabins down there at the.
And cabins are houses too. Yeah.
But cabins, they roll them out, they roll them in and out.
You cannot pull that cabin that you're talking about out with a pickup truck.
You gotta hire a wreck.
You gotta hire a tow truck, something like I got, or take a truck.
So the things that you're talking about is like the cabins or something else? I guess I'm trying to picture what you're talking about.
You know where Mr. White lives? Mm-hmm. You know the FEMA trailer this side of it?
Yeah.
It's the same size as the FEMA trailer. It's got nice little windows and all those pretty the little jingles and the bells. And it's exact. You know where Lynn Average lives? Mm-hmm. She lives in a parking lot.
And they cannot be pulled with a truck. They have to be pulled with something else.
You can pull them with a tow truck, but the F-250 or F-350 truck is loaded now. It's loaded now.
Sometimes they're called trainer trailers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they can't be with about 485 square feet. 12 feet wide.
But here's the thing. Here's what's happening to us. And I know we didn't want to talk. I know it's getting close. Here's the thing. We put a trailer there, and then we build it. A 12 by 30 foot room. What is that? That's 360 square feet, right? Mm-hmm. And you close part of that room and make it a cook shed. And the other part's a TV room. What have you got?
House.
A house. And this is happening everywhere down there.
Are these are these things required to be tied down?
FEMA says that every one should be tied down. And most of them got pretty little anchors this long on the front tied down, but it's getting to the point where we need to have a public hearing. We need to stop it. Because if we don't, what you're going to have is this is what you're going to have. Every vacant lot is going to have one of those trailers.
Right.
And it's a trailer. I don't care what they say. I've moved for 25 years. It's a trailer. And anywhere I set one besides here, and even here, if it's a leisure retreat, has to be set for a code. And the code, anchor every 5'4",
And let me tell you something, you go to take them rankings up down there, you ain't gonna get them up.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna start 2 days early getting them up.
So that's like
that mud.
Put those anchors on, you're not road ready, are you?
No, absolutely not. And I'll ride by and look at them, they anchor down. I give it to pole people, what I call the pole people, pole trailers. You know, the little round ones that mm-hmm. on the end of my street there. I give them credit, they set them up there, and they're so heavy, they just sit there. They are heavy too. Now, we pulled them when I was towing this. That's a regular semi, like you see running down the road with a lift on the back of it. And it's heavy. Yeah, we can jerk them down the road and jerk them back, no problem, but it's still, it's no different than pulling them all along.
Yeah, I want to think about this summer, because if I don't know, just thinking out loud, if these people have been allowed to put them there, and they're living there, and that's their home, it may be difficult to tell these people they can't have it there once they've already been there and established a home, and they've got the permits, I'm assuming, that they needed, and
they don't require no permit, Madam Chair. That's what I'm trying to tell you about now. We really need to do something. They don't require them. I can tell you this is the truth. The one behind my house, the guy asked me where I wired up. Tri-County put the meter back in it, meter's on. And yes, I know how to wire it up. But I said, no. And you're going to wire it from panel, distribution panel, which is the box underneath the meter, straight into the house. Now, when you take that loose, pull that up, and you're going to be a half day and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
You got to start at it and have to move.
And when you add that trailer on there, lay it all jokes aside, when you add that porch over there, that porch has got to be far enough away till you pull the home up far enough. And you can't do it with a short truck until the wheels get to the front of the porch, and then you can turn it.
You don't put your back in, go get the porch.
That's right. Right. That's exactly right.
Now, and then when you pull that out, that porch is still there to make a missile for me and you.
From my house across the canal.
Yeah, right.
And believe it or not, no worse than the storm was last time. Where they put in that trailer, I'm going to call it a trailer. Where they put in that trailer, they had a place there that came out and played music all the time. They had the cops call them once. I did. I don't mind telling them. 1 o'clock in the morning, boom, 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 I don't like it. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
You should have got out there with them, see?
75 years old and you're not interested in getting out of moving, moving, moving. Mountains are what I'm gonna tell you. That's true, ain't it,
Mountain? That's right. I don't know.
The water came up, the water went down, the water came up, the water went down. The third time it went down, it broke one of the legs off of that porch. Now, if we'd have had any more wind, any serious wind, that porch would have been all over us, wherever it blew.
Would you guesstimate of these that people are actually living there full time versus they live somewhere else and that's just their weekend place?
Half a dozen.
So most of them are just out of town people that they come, they enjoy the summer and occasionally during the winter.
A guy told me the other day down there, he said, "What do you have to offer? All you got's place for us to go fishing, you ain't got no rest. You ain't got no store. Well, I ain't going up there that engine." Well, I'm telling you what he said. "What have you got to offer? You ain't got nothing to offer." He said, "We can't even hardly get out and cut out." He said, "I complained to you," that he had, "about the buoy out there." And he hit the buoy with his boat. He said, "You ain't got nothing but destruction." But
weren't you telling the road runs east and west and north and south?
I told him he could go home just like he came. That's exactly what I told him.
But he has a point. It's just about dead down there right now, Frank. It's down there every day.
It's dead.
It's dead, I mean.
It's dead. There ain't nothing there with them old feral cats and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a band at our house down there pretty soon.
That guy what?
A band.
That's right.
Liven it up. Do you don't call the law?
Close on the street, ma'am. We'll come over there. That was a festival.
You could have a street dance. I don't care. I mean, make sure.
Okay. Where are we? Let's see. We're on number D. We had a motion and a second. Is that all the discussion?
Can we put that and make sure that we have it on the next agenda or something so we can?
Sure.
Get Conrad to fix or something.
You might want to put it on the workshop and then.
Yeah, we need to discuss it then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item E, adopt final budget for fiscal year 2017-2018. Is there a motion?
Motion to adopt.
Second. Go ahead.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Anybody got anything?
Yes, ma'am. This is what Frank was talking about. I'm lost. I know that. All right. I know about a mobile home. What is that other one?
Park model.
They call it a park model.
Park model.
Let me tell you.
Can you find it on? Is it?
Yeah, it's just a mistake. But let me tell you, when you pass take the test to set a mobile home, okay. The park model is on there to take the test. Okay. It's on there, no matter what it says. It looks right there. Take the test. Park model. It shows you how to tie it down, everything. The park model is pinned underneath. What I mean by pinned is it's enclosed in wood. And so in order to set it, you have to strap around the front in order to set it. So, I mean, it's in there. And the park model is in there. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
And
is what size is it? Does it have cover the size? How can you tell the difference? If I went out there and looked at a double wide right now, could I tell it was a park model or not?
If there's no double wide, the only way it's double wide is to add that porch on it. Okay. And the music room and the kitchen and everything else. They got a kitchen in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they normally got two bedrooms or a little living room and two bedrooms.
Okay.
But it's the fact that it looks like a house. Everything, and when you add that porch onto it and come out with it,
yeah,
it is exactly like a house. And I don't know. I know I paid a lot to remodel mine during 1993 storm, and I know you
did a lot of
mine before the air park model. Yeah. My house.
Okay.
You missed your own park model? I've started to buy one time. My wife picked a freshman. That's when you go to these manufacturers. Well, to be classified a park model, it can't be any more than 485 square feet.
Yeah.
Which means it's about 12 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it's not for about 36 feet long, whatever. Sometimes they have a little porch on the end of it.
Yeah.
It'll look like a little tiny mobile home.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's what it is, right, basically. That's but they call it, the manufacturers call it park model RV.
Yeah.
So they can put it in RV parks. Oh. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a loophole.
And what we need to do before we get too far, and I can tell you that you got more people coming to the board on this very same thing. And one of them, a super nice lady, Ms. Dickerson. Once she comes, get started on something, that's difficult to deal with.
It is.
I'm sorry, but it is. Yeah. I've been here before, years ago, when that was.
Right. Now, she's got a barge. On her repairing rights down there, she had. Has she called you about that?
But I can't move that barge.
I know it, but she doesn't like it there.
No, I told her to call you.
Well, she called me, and we talked about the barge, and, you know, she's more concerned about the lot next door than she was the barge. Then
she had four travel trailers and park models sitting right next door.
Right next door to her.
On a 50-by-100-foot lot.
Right.
Now think of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just happened. That's why a code enforcement person needs to be on staff now. We had money in the budget last year for a code enforcement person.
Mm-hmm.
The guy quit. Why isn't he on staff?
He quit.
The last code enforcement person did. You didn't know that?
Yeah, he quit.
But why
didn't we hire another one? We're taking applications. We haven't got a good candidate yet.
When did you start taking applications?
Well, it's been about 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
We're looking for a full-time now.
Full-time, yes.
Yeah, I think I saw the ad in the paper. Why? Commissioner Dent, Commissioner Moody, I'm sorry.
Years ago, I remember a bunch of people talking about the difference in the living in a camper trailer and living in a regular house and charging $140 or $46. Wasn't it all $140 at one time?
Yes,
it was.
Yes. And if people had 800 camps on one parcel, that was 8 times $140, and that's what causes the change.
But I don't know who was county commissioners at the time, but a person living in one of King's aluminum buildings down there, close to me, he puts out just as much garbage with his family as one living in Pine Ridge. I don't understand how that got to be $40 compared to $140.
That's what Commissioner Page was talking about earlier.
We had a delegation of folks up here that had multiple hunting camps on one parcel, and they remembered it, I'm sure. And I think one person had 8 RVs that he let folks park, and he owned the land, let his friends park on it, and he was getting 8 times $140. And I think Mr. Ryle had a number of power poles at that time, and it was eating him alive. And so, you know, it was just the public opinion was that we needed to, and the argument was, if you only stay at your hunting camp 2 or 3 months in a year, you don't generate as much garbage in that 3 month period as you do living in a house 12 months in a year, which is, you know, that's a rational decision there. But we've got a few people that do live, like you say, in the King buildings or in their RVs or in stay in their hunting camp 12 months in a year. And if we could identify them, I'm not opposed for them paying $140.
Yeah, because we haven't been able to prove. You know, but they said, oh, I only have people there just during hunt season. Well, we've not verified that.
I'll tell you how Leon County.
How they do it.
I had an apartment Tallahassee that I own, and I got a notice from my insurance company that my dwelling was unhappy because the insurance company in Leon County, they check your power bill. If it goes from 140 a month to 40 or 30,
yeah,
it throws up a red flag. So they wanted to charge me extra insurance for unhappy apartment because wasn't nobody living in it right at the time. And I thought it fit, you know. I said, I hadn't been there in a while, but you better not be sending me no more bills, you know. And I said, I go to, you know, the governor's office for half day because I own the place, I'm paying taxes on it, and I don't think if you need to read my meter and tell me that I ain't living there. But the meter, that gives me an idea. The meter is a way, if you wanted to read your meter and say, well, 6 months it was $30 a month and then it went $200 a month, that'd be a good way to tell them how much they was living there. If you look at the average of $120 a month, you know they live in there year round.
That would not always be true because, let me tell you, in our place at the river, we run our air conditioner the whole summer because it's under those trees.
Yeah,
and it runs at the bill,
won't let
it go down.
Right.
So it would appear that I'm living there, but I've been there since last December.
Yeah.
Come on,
the end of December. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason I got mad when they wanted to go up on my homeowner's policy because I wasn't living there. It got away with me. Yeah. And I heard a fit. But the thing was, that is one way of telling, you know. But like you said, there's going to be a few like her that, you know, you keep the air conditioner on, just keep humidity out there.
I think, Jim, this is something like our solid waste situation. Could not ever be perfect.
Could the code enforcer go to each one of them and do a little looking if they, you know, that?
While he's riding around, it's me like you could look.
Or could we present them with a form? You know, you're living here year-round, or you're living here 1 month out of the year and make them sign it, you know? I mean, there's a way to do it and still keep peace in the camp.
Or I could probably send out something with the tax bill saying that if you're claiming this garbage rate for seasonal, you got to send them a statement saying how long you live there.
No. And I think Jim got a good idea. The code enforcement person, when we get them, while they're riding down looking at travel trailers in Miss Dicker's yard. They can be looking, and you could just about tell somebody's living there full time.
Oh, yeah.
Cars in the yard, and play toys in the yard, and all that stuff.
It wouldn't take them long to make a tour and have him a map and mark on X or they there, you know, or not.
And then drive back by the next month to see if they're still there.
Right.
And that's all they're doing.
On the code enforcement, how many calls lately I've got? The way it's set up now, your neighbor has to call and complain about you're not mowing your yard, or the snake, if it's high enough, the snakes is there. Fix ordinance so that the code enforcement court officer, if he's going to ride around the county and he rides right and sees that the weeds are so high you can't see that, he needs to put a notice on it, not wait until the neighbor has to call.
Because yeah, right.
I've had this, I've referred to the one that just recently, two parcels of land, they don't do anything to the land, and then the neighbors, who are older people, the snakes get to crawling, and they don't want to complain.
Is that on fully cut off road?
No.
They're telling the truth, or it won't on fully cut off road. They're telling the truth that grass is this high.
Yeah, and see, the neighbors don't want that. Not on this call, they say, don't use my name. I have to live by these people, and I don't want them to shoot my windows out and put sand in the gas tank and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm going to get to you. But, if we make that part of the code enforcement of his job description to do that, then, that's another way we justify having a full-time code enforcement officer. Commissioner,
we were going to get that ordinance from the city in reference to the yard.
Yeah.
Remember, we were going to adopt that ordinance so they had something to go on with a penalty. You need to put a penalty. The thing that beats you to death, I can get, this is a true story, I have 9 units. I have 14 units on one road. I can set a garbage can on that road. Now, 14 times 170 is what? 14, 16, 28.
Much money.
All right. I can set a garbage can for like $100 a month. And they'll pick it up once a week and dump it. All I gotta do is set up a place and it does two things. It breaks the road where you pull it in, you gotta fix the place for it. But there's a place that's got 29 units. 29 units. Close to where you got a house, I got a house, Bobby got a house. And those 29 units deliver their garbage to a garbage can, ain't no bigger from right here to right there. It's not that big.
And it's in the county, and not in the city.
In the county, and not in
no
the city.
No doctor, what you talking about?
It's pitiful.
Well,
and I said something to them about two different things, about the cost of water and sewage, and the fact we're paying $80 a month, and 29 times 80 is a lot of money, but I only got a lot of units. You know, I paid 5 times 80, $400 a month, 29 units. But we need to do something, no matter what they do. They go to waste management, whoever they want to. When you have multi-family dwellings, there needs to be some type of assessment. And I don't know what's fair to stop that situation we have going on right now. I pay, like I said, 14 times 170 every year. 15, because I live on it too. 15 times a month, and there's got to be a way. And I do it for a reason. It's unfair to the rest of the taxpayers in the county. For me, abusing it, that's what I would be doing, is abusing. And that 29, now that's abuse.
It is. And that's why you and I have to pay a higher solid waste assessment, is because he's got a waste pro.
Yeah.
And all this 29 or however many they are, the one I'm thinking about, they dump into that.
It ain't big enough to hold it. They get in that pickup truck, they drive over there to the roll-off site, yeah. And they dump into the roll-off site. And I know that for a fact.
I don't want to point fingers, but I never can understand why he doesn't get $140 per unit. I mean, I don't know.
But there's...
I do know, too. No,
well, but this is probably something that somebody may want to put on a workshop agenda. And
it's going to take a while to discuss that one because.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. That and the park model is going to take a while.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a thing that would help us more than anything else is, Madam Chair, if you wouldn't do this, I'd like you to appoint me in particular, and you can only have one commissioner, so me, I'll handle it. I'll wrestle with that issue with travel trailers and the areas that is burdensome, Ms. Dickert, and others on the committee, and let us meet here with LaWanda and have a conversation and let them lead us as what they'd like for us to do. And then we put it back in the narrative. She called me almost crying.
Yeah, she's called me a couple of times. I have not returned her call yet.
What? Believe you me, if you return a call, she's going to just set aside an hour and motion to adjourn.
No.
Okay, I got it. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Taylor County EMS. Was carrying a brother to Gainesville every Friday and blew a turbocharger on the ambulance and chaperone. We called Dixie County to come get the ambulance on the Gainesville. I don't know what kind of local agreement we got, but I just thank God that was one of these people was kind enough to do that.
You know what we do, and we've been doing this for years. We help the surrounding county. They call us. We've even owned Lafette County because they only got one truck. A truck. This is years ago.
Yeah.
And Dixie County the same way. So what they did was they returned a favor.
Okay. Well, they done that.
Yeah, that's good.
And the person, the two people that was on the ambulance was mighty nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
They brought it to Lafette County.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
I got one other thing. I continue to get calls about parole laws. And so I just got two or three things. Will we have new signs made up for each roll off about the new hours? Are we going to wait and see if it works and we have to change it again? Or have y'all thought about that?
I haven't thought about that.
Well, I mean, if we're going to, if this new hours, then I think we need signage to reflect that. There's still not a sign at Shady Grove.
There's no sign at all?
No, not saying what day or what time or anything.
Well, the one in Harrison Blue, the one that got one up right quick.
But, I mean, there's no need to buy any more right now until we decide, because if we have to replace all the signs. So then the other thing is, in the interim, are the roll-off attendants giving out any kind of, handing out any kind of brochure or anything to let everybody know, hey, we got new hours?
No, I intend to develop a brochure they'll be handing out when we go to the card system. And we're going to try to get that going January 1st, at least by January 1st.
I sent y'all a copy of the,
We can ask them to print something out and hand. I mean,
yeah, just hand it and give it. Every time it comes in, this is our new hours, because this guy, by the Urdu roll-off, he had garbage in the back of his truck. He works at the mill. He works shift work. Mm-hmm. And he said, that garbage now has been in the back of my truck for several days. And I don't know what time they're open. And, you know, you want to know what was going on.
It might be easier just to post a sign or something.
We need to put it in the paper, too.
Well, Daddy, we need to just hand everybody, and I don't even know the hours. I would like to know for each roll-off, what days, just do a chart.
If they're on the website, I don't know if it's been updated since we...
Yeah, but everybody knows all the websites. That irritates me.
It might be easier, instead of trying to figure out the signs and when the hours, and then the signs get stolen, maybe we can just post paper right now and hand out brochures. That should be simple.
To print you a little sign, like a campaign sign, and just put that up there. Very few people don't.
Right by the gate.
Yeah,
right
by the gate.
Look into that. All businesses have got them signs open hours and closed hours. We just need to make up some good ones and put them at each gate.
Yeah,
and
we need to start somewhere.
We didn't know.
I think you got a lot of tires at Shady Grove site, everybody.
Got what?
A truckload, trailer load of tires, truck tires.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the public needs to, we need to communicate with the public, and there are a lot of older people and some other people that's not old that don't do the internet. But I think if we can hand everybody something, just keep handing it out until everybody knows. And then the guy said to me, well, you know, it's changed so many times, what's going on up there? And, you know, in that whole scenario of, you know, people dumpster diving and with the insurance company and the liability and all of that, and walk through, and then the canisters up next to the fence, how some places it worked and some places it didn't. So when I got through talking to him, he understood, and I told him I'd get back with him and let him know the days and the hours so he would know, because he worked shift work. I had one negative email last week. Somebody said they wanted to know who in the world spearheaded taking the canisters away from the fence. Whoever they were, he wanted them standing out there the next morning because he was going to come by with his garbage and he was going to throw it on them right out in the middle of the road. And then he was going to start throwing his garbage, just throwing it out there so the roll-off attendant would have to pick it up. And it was real, you know. And so I got back with him and explained the whole process again to him. You know, the reason that the fence side canisters was not working because they were putting, it was mixed use, they were putting all kinds of stuff in, it was costing us a fortune.
I was telling that to Mark earlier.
Yeah, and so it was costing us more money, and the garbage was all over the place, and the roll-off attendant was having to pick it up, and I'm getting calls every day from certain people that they don't like it. So, but anyway, when I got through talking to him, he felt a lot better. But again, you know, people, when they go there, and you know, I don't know what the roll-off attendants tell them, but it wouldn't hurt to school the roll-off attendants.
Right.
Let them know, they can tell people the same thing that we can tell people, you know. Help us out a little bit. Explain to them instead of, well, you know, they change it every week. Blah, blah, blah. You know, be a little more positive and help us out with it.
Amen. Amen. Preach it, brother. Preach it. let's don't exclude the other departments either. I had one today that I talked to you about. Told the lady, hey, we ain't doing nothing to that. That's all there to it. I don't care what he said. Right. Now, I like stuff like that. I like it. Bet your life I like that.
Never, in my district, I have never had a personal complaint about the dump. I mean, that is honestly, look, and tell you the truth. Never have. And my dump closed, you know, every day, and there's no way you can put nothing over the fence. And I all the years, I've run up and down that road all my life up there at that dump since it's been built. I've never seen over half a dozen sacks of garbage sitting by the gate all these years. People, they've got enough respect and enough knowledge to know when they're going to be open. So all you got to do is let them know when it's going to be open, and they'll get used to putting their carrying their garbage every when it's open.
And that's true, but let me say one thing. Some of our districts are very diverse. Yours is not too diverse. Yours is diverse.
Oh,
mine's very diverse. Mine runs the gamut. Yours pretty much runs the gamut.
Two gamuts.
Yours is pretty not very
diverse. Not very. I'm like Jim. I get very few complaints. I get a complaint once in a while from somebody, like a little short old lady who threw the over fence, you know, or into the high dumpster, but it's very few.
So I'm fixing to move into one of the districts that's not as diverse as mine. So my job would be easier.
And the third mine comes out of city limits. So I'm
but I mean, if you look at all of these, you know, but the ones that have diverse districts, it's a little different.
We fixed to help Mr. Moody out. I've asked and asked and asked and asked. And since you wouldn't accept that motion, Walker, I'm going to make a motion to move his people to my district and my people to his district, and let's see if he has a complaint.
He is now.
Then we'll know whether it's the people or the people.
Okay, we've got a motion on the table to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sign some